It's time once again to play Public Radio's 17th most popular game show, The Conversation News Quiz. Earlier in the hour, we asked about Jean Godden's career before she became a public servant on the Seattle City Council. And the correct answer is, of course, that Jean Godden was a journalist. Arwen Nix, who qualified to play our quiz today?
Today's contestant is Paul Feldman, and I have no idea what his favorite breakup song is.
Paul Feldman, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Are you ready to play? Are you ready to have a chance to get your picture on our Facebook page, The Conversation, KOW's The Conversation with Ross Reynolds, if you win?
Absolutely.
Are you going to get two of these three questions right to qualify to win the news quiz? Question number one. The FDA has issued some new labeling guidelines for sunscreens. Which of the following can sunscreen no longer claim to be? Is it A, sunscreen can no longer claim to be on the label that it is waterproof? B, sunscreen labels can no longer claim that the product is made from the horns of unicorns? Or C, sunscreen labels can no longer claim that they are low in fat?
It would have to be A then.
Yes, that is the correct answer. All right, going on to question number two. Earlier this week, transportation reporter Derek Wong joined us. He joined Ross Reynolds to talk about the latest competition that taxis are facing in this city with new services like Uber, Sidecar, and Lyft.
Yeah.
Taxi cabs are yellow and town cars are mostly black. But what distinguishing feature do these Lyft cars have? Is it A, there are large bullseyes painted on the hoods of Lyft cars, or B, the cars all have those fake testicles hanging under the bumper, commonly known as truck nuts? Or is it C, each car has a large stuffed hot pink mustache on the front of it? Is it A, B, or C?
What kind of cars?
These are Lyft cars, alternatives to taxis.
Well, I think it's A again because I have no idea.
I am sorry, that is the wrong answer. The correct answer, of course, hot pink mustaches. All right, moving on to question number three. The city released its newest draft of the Bike Master Plan earlier this week, and one part of the plan that's been receiving a lot of attention is something called cycle tracks. What are cycle tracks? Are they A, underground tunnels that only bikes can go in that would be installed under Seattle's major streets? Or is it B, free bike repair stations that would serve bike commuters with flat tires? Or is the answer C, bike lanes separated by partitions or raised to be separated from traffic?
It is C, and soon may they come.
All right, correct answer. Arwen Nix, how did he do today?
Paul got 2 out of 3 correct answers, and he is our winner of this week's news quiz.
Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you so much.
You will occupy the position of glory on KOW's Facebook page this week wearing the conversation crown. Today's program was produced by Arwen Nix with production help from Cameron Drews. Bernard Ouellette is at the helm from KUOW. 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.